Gemara, Shabbat, Kufnun Aleph. Today's Daf is the Shulchan Avraham Ben Ester. Tuvah Shelema, Dina Batsara. We are beginning today's Daf Kufnun Amud Bet, and we are starting right on the bottom. Abba Shaul, so we said Klal Amar. Abba Shaul gave a Klal. Anything that I'm allowed to say, anything that I'm allowed to verbalize, anything that I'm allowed to talk on Shabbat, I'm allowed to go to the border on Shabbat for that purpose. So I'm allowed to say I'm going to watch my fruit on Shabbat. You're allowed to watch fruit on Shabbat. You could say it. So on Shabbat, I can walk to the border with Kavanah, so I can ride it to Shabbat. I can run across the border to see the peron. Kavanah says, Abba Shaul Ahiyah. Abba Shaul, what deen was he going on in our Mishnah? What's the question? If he was going on the Resha of the Mishnah, that said what? In Machshichim, Alatchum, Diskor, Poalim, Navi Perot. We learned in the Mishnah, Tanakama, you cannot go to the border on Shabbat in order to hire workers Motzei Shabbat, because you cannot hire workers on Shabbat. So therefore, you cannot go to the border. So right after Shabbat, you want to run across the border in order to, when I say border, I mean the Tchum, outside the Tchum, in order to do that. That's what he's going on over there. Hi, Kol She'ani Zakai Ba'amidat. Kol she'eni zakai ba'amirato, eni rashai b'hashikato mev'ele, which means he should have said in the isur way, because this hiring workers is asur to do on Shabbat. You cannot hire workers on Shabbat, nor can you say I want to hire workers on Shabbat. So therefore he should have said the rule is whatever is forbidden. If you're going on the Resha, so you try to define the rule in the Resha. The rule in the Resha is whatever is forbidden for me to speak on Shabbat is forbidden for me to go to the border on Shabbat. Because the case in the Resha is a case of Isur. Ela asefa kai. It's going on the Sefa. What's the Sefa said? You can go to the border in order to be shomer your perot. And then you can bring perot with your after Shabbat. That's the case. Hi, kol shani zakai b'hashikato nashay ani ba'amirato mev'ele. He should have said like this. Kol shani zakai b'hashikato. Anything that's permissible for me to go to the border with on Shabbat, nashay ani ba'amirato. That means I'm allowed to say it. Why should it be like that? Ashiv. And I say, fakai tap trapan. The kamata na kaman hetera aval machshichu lishmor. He came and made a klal out of it and said what? Lavi kol kiyotzeben. Hay kol sheni zakei lashik alav zakei ba'amidato mev'ele. Deted ashikatenan. Veted amida lo tenan. Exactly. I don't need him to repeat what Tanakama said. Tanakama allowed me to be mashik. He said, if you're going to be shomer perot, you can go to mashik. So Abba Shaul should come along and say, I'm going to tell you a rule now. Whatever you can be mashik for, you can say. I don't need to come and tell me, whatever you can say, it can be mashik. You just told me it can be mashik. What do you just, you tell me the same thing over again? You're like, tell me your hadush now. That since you just told me it can be mashik, I'm going to tell you hadush now. Whatever the rabbis allowed you to be mashik on Shabbat for, you'll be allowed to speak on Shabbat. And therefore, you're allowed to say, I'm going to go watch my perot. So the Gemara says, Le'olam asefa ka'eh, ve'aba sha'ul aha ka'eh. And Abba Shaul that gave the heter of Hashikha, instead of giving the heter of Amira, he was relying on that deen that they're dependent on each other. I mean, that's what he meant. Which means what he said, if you're ra'oi la'ashikh, you're allowed to, if it's mutat to say, you're allowed to go. That's what he really meant. Abba Shaul in the Mishnah was really coming to tell me Hiddush in the Mishnah. That whatever is permissible for me to be Mashik, I can actually verbalize it. That's what he meant in the Mishnah. Look at Ashi.
So he accepted the...
Yes. Le'olam asifakai. Look at that big Ashi. Kedekamat. Like we said. Udekashalach amira me'echa. Ka'amad le'etera. The Taliba Hashikha. Exactly. Abba Shaul, what was his language in the Mishnah? Abba Shaul's language in the Mishnah was that anything that I'm permissible to say, I'm permissible to be Mashikh. Where did he get that from in the Mishnah? The rabbi didn't say it in the Mishnah. The rabbi said, you can be Mashikh for a permissible item. So then he comes along and says, Koshanit Ra'ui Lomar. He should have said, Koshani Da'ul Lahshik, Da'ul Lomar. So he says, ודקשלח אמירה מאיך כאמר לי להתרה דתלי בעשיך אהה כד אמר ביהודה אלמה זכאי אני באמירתו. Which means, if the rabbis are allowing you to make hashecha on this item, must be, it's permissible to say it. V'yeh abashahud v'tarakama kulu pshita lehu had shmuel v'kama le'abashahud v'tarakama mi lo modit beha she'atam matir la'ashich demutaru lomar k'deshmuel alma ho'il mutar lomar mutar la'ashich. Elkach amay nakat hashecha l'shmor l'chuda. Why did you just give one case of going to the border to be shomed the perot? Shavi klalal lemilta. You should have made a general rule. Ve'ema kol she'ani zakai ba'amirato nashai ani la'ashik alav. Tishma mina hak, tishma mina met ve'kala. Not only will I learn your case, but I can learn more cases. To go to the border for a met, to go to the border for a kala. Ve'anami zakai ba'amirato. I'm also allowed to talk about the met on Shabbat. I can talk about the kala on Shabbat. Can we finish the command? Vilkak machshichin alad. Ve'sefa de manitin dektari. Machshichim on the tchum that the fagal is ke kala abba shauli. So let's go back now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going like this. Let's get an hour reading of the Mishnah. Lo yiskor adam po'adim b'Shabbat. You cannot hire workers on Shabbat. Everybody agrees to that. Ve'lo yimar adam l'chavir l'skul. Nor can you tell your friend, the goy, to another friend, to Jew, the ways of learning the Gemara. En machshichim l'tichum. Nor can you go to the border on Shabbat l'skul lo po'adim u'lavi perot. Vine or to bring fruit. Aval machshichu l'shmor u'mevi perot b'yadod. And klal amar Abba Shaul, kol she'ani zakai ba'amirato, whatever is permissible for me to say, rashai ani la'ashich alav. And the Gemara's concluded this is going on the sefa, that which Tanakama said, it's permissible for me to go to the border in order to be shomed the perot. Abba Shaul saying, not only that why are you only limiting it to that one case over there? I'm going to get perot. Anything that I'm able to say on Shabbat, whether it's talking about a kalah's wedding, whether it's talking about the surchi amed, questioning the shayba minato, the shay I need to go to the water. Aye, but the Gemara's question was, it should have said the opposite. The Gemara said it should have said kol she'ani zakai b'hashichato nashay ani b'amirato, because that's what Tanakama was talking about. Tanakama was saying you can go to the border, and he wants to add and say, oh, whatever you can go to the border with, it's permissible to speak. That's what he should have said. Which was, even if you say that Abba Shaul's words were going on the sefa, why did he pick such a lashon? He should have said kol she'ani zakai b'hashichato nashay b'amirato, because with tole the heter amira on the hashika, not vice versa, because that's where it's written in the Mishnah. First you start with the heter. Tanakama never talks about amira. Tanakama talks about hashika. So Abba Shaul's coming to it. Ah, let me tell you a rule now. Whenever you can be mashik, you can speak. That's what he should have said, but he said the opposite. He said kol she'ani zakai b'amirato. So he said, because it was pashut the Tanakama also that hashika and amira work together. That if it's permissible to be mashik, it's permissible to speak. There's no difference between the two. They go hand in hand. So all he was saying to Tanakama is, why did you limit it to one case? Mashik for the Shmuel Perot. Say it. Just say a rule. And once you give me the rule, you include much more cases. You include Kalah and you include Met. So anything that means going on the Sefa. And it was Pashut that the Din of Hashecha and Amira work together, and he was just making a general rule to make it more inclusive. The Amar Rabbi Amar Shmuel Mutar Adam Lo Al Havero. It's permissible for a person to tell his friend, Shmor Li Perot Shebetechumcha. Do me a favor, my field is in your tchum. Could you watch the fruit for me in your tchum? Vani Shmolecha Perot Shebetechumi, and I'll watch the fruit of your field that is in my tchum. Now, even though technically it's asur for me to go to the other tchum on Shabbat, he's forbidden to go outside his tchum on Shabbat, but it's still permissible because right, we have heter to get there, and therefore technically and there was a heter for me to get there. Even if I wanted to go to the other tchum, I would be able to set up huts like we learned on yesterday's nap, and therefore I could tell my friend, you watch my fruit over there and I watch your fruit over there. Rashi says no, Rashi's וכאמר אבא שאול לתנקמה. And now, that's Tanakama. The Targumah says, you can watch the fruit over there, and you watch my fruit in your tomb, and I watch your fruit in my tomb. And then the Kamar Rabba Shaul Targumah, Mi lo modit demutar adam lo lahavero shmol li perot shebetechumka ba'ani ishmol lecha perot shebetechumi. You agree to that. So Emma, so then why don't you just say, call mutar adam lomar lahavero. Correct? You agree to that. So Emma kol she'ani zakai ba'amiratu rasha'ani lahshik ala. So just give a rule then. Whatever you can speak, you can be mahshik. She's Targumah only gave a case of the shmol. You agree you could say it, right? You agree you could say those words on Shabbat. From the fact that you're allowed to be mashik, the Mishmah must be allowed to say it. So if you're allowed to say it, why are you only saying in that case? Just give a general rule. Whatever I can say, it can be mashik. Klal atuyemai. What is the klal coming to include? Is it klal amal? Abba Shul must be coming to add more cases. Atuyeh hadutan rabbanan en mashikim atum lehabib behema. A person cannot go to the tchum in order to bring his animal on Motzei Shabbat. Hayta omedet chutz l'tchum. However, if let's say the animal is standing right outside the tchum, kore lav iba'ah. I can go to the tchum on Shabbat, and he can say, hey, he calls the animal, and the animal comes in by itself. That's mutar on Shabbat. We're not choshish that you might walk outside the tchum on Shabbat to bring the animals. That's what's coming to say, Hadush. That I can walk to the border on Shabbat to get the animal that's right across the border and call the animal, and also it comes back. They tell the shaliach that's going to the border, Lech lemakom ploni, go to this store over there after Shabbat and go buy surche kala and surche met. V'im lo matzata b'mkom ploni, you don't find it in that store, have b'mkom ploni. Go to a different place. Lo matzata b'mane, you don't find it for $100, have b'matayim, so spend $200. V'bi yosef b'mida omeh, b'mat shalu yaski lo skum meka. No. You can't say prices. You can say 100, 200. V'bi yosef says die. You can tell him, go to the store, buy, but don't mention price. So you see how explicit you could be in the Amirah, the Sorek Kala, the Sorek Med.
What's
Kala Atuyemai? The Kala Atuyemai is coming to say that you can even go to the border in order to retrieve your animal. Okay. Even though you cannot walk outside the tomb, but the Hadush is, we don't make a gezerah that you might walk over the tomb by calling your animal back. That means you walk up to the border, he said, Bema, bo, and the animal walks back by itself.
Go outside the tomb. So why don't we say that? I mean, why is this, do we fall off that? Didn't we say before that the guy can talk about going to a faraway place because maybe they would, if there were a Bruganim, he could?
No, we're talking about people he's doing something Asura afterwards.
Here he's
going to make it.
If there was Burganim, I would be.
No, not by Hatam Mekalei Tumah, by the animal.
By the animal.
You're asking my question, by the animal, it should be permissible since there was a way to bring. How is it permissible to bring an animal?
If there were
because you don't know.
Oh, if there were Burganim, so I can go, continue going more.
I'm connecting because he said you could speak that, right? Because he said I can go to Makom Ploni because there could be Burganim. So I could say that. So I can go outside the room if I have Burganim.
I can
go
with the animal's carrying something. You can't tell him what it is.
It moves. You don't
know what it is. So
you
can't
before
hand stuff.
And you
what's
where
I went?
Yes,
that's
what he's saying.
Asserting an animal.
Getting the food, you could have
set
a pot to get
the food. He says here, look at Tosafot says, yes, Marim de Garsi, Mashgil Fish, Imesh and Burganim. הולך ומביאים ובתוספתה גרס אין מחשיכים ויש לומר דעל בבמה שאין יכולה לבוא ברגליה כגון תלה קטן. It's a small animal, אלא אם כן יסעו בכתף שאפילו יש מחיצות אין או שלא ודעשו לטלטל בלחיים שמוקסים. It's a small sheep, תראו שכיוונת. So even if you have Burganim, we said on yesterday's daf, that what do you mean? What's the problem? There's a way to get outside the tomb if there was huts. So therefore I can continue walking, and therefore why should it be asur for me to go on Shabbat and bring the retrieve the animal back? So the Gemara, so Tosfot asks this question. Tosfot says, if there's Burganim, it should be permissible. So Tosfot answers, no, we're talking about a small animal. The issue over here is carrying mukseh. Even if it was mechitzot, but you still cannot carry mukseh. So therefore you're going to go out to the border. You realize, let's say technically you can go above the border, but how are you going to carry the animal back? There's no intent to carry an animal on Shabbat. So therefore, the Hadush of Abba Shaul is that still we're going to let you go to the border on Shabbat and call the animal back, and we're not going to make a gezerah that you might come to walk out, or you might come to carry the animal. We'll allow you to do such. Now, Abba Shaul was going.
What make care? The Hadush of going to call him if he can't move. But if we go and call the animal at the end, but
he's not going to move. But according to Tosafot, it was a different girsa, obviously. Obviously, it was a different girsa. Not that he's going to go like that. There's a different girsa there. What is he going to do, but the maaseh? What is he going to benefit? Is the question.
Oh, yeah, now I can get him earlier.
That's it. I'm going to say Shabbat, they'll be able to carry. That's it.
Yeah.
Shabbat, no, we'll be able to carry. But the Hadush is such a case. We'll be, I'm not going to wash it. You walk above in Shabbat, or something on Shabbat, it's Isur.
But Abba Shaul made a klal in this Braita. So is
in the Mishnah.
In the Braita.
And after that, you said klal.
So
that was Hatam Kala.
Right, so when it says klal atu yamai, is it coming to include that?
No, klal atu yamai is in the Mishnah.
Right.
In the Mishnah, because he said klal. We have to make klal for.
So the klal is come to include the behemah case? Or
the behemah case. Behemah case.
But is that the amira? We fell out of the... Whatever you could mahshir for, you could talk.
Maybe it's get klal.
No, that's true. It is true.
This is something that you can't do. You have to carry. You have to carry.
The klal is la'atuyeh. Whatever I could speak, I could do. We are falling off that. Whatever I can speak, I can do. So we're just coming to ask, what extra deen did the klal come to include? Whenever you make a klal, klal atu yamai.
Just that. Whatever I could do.
What's the case? Give me the case. What's the case?
There's
the skemet and klal. So he says the skemet, the klal, and the blight is spoken out clearly. So then what was this case over here? Klal atu yamai, la atu yamai. Oh, that is the sefer. That is the sefer. And what's the reason why he can be machshik on the behema?
That's karakama. Because I guess.
What's the reason why he's lenient on the behema? Stam, what's the reason why he's lenient?
Maybe it comes
and
it doesn't come.
Because again,
I can learn the Rishah very simple. If it was an animal that can walk on its own, of course it would be permissible for me to go to the border on Shabbat, because I can get to the border, I can go even past the border on Shabbat to get the animal, because if it was Burganim, it would be permissible to me to do it. But quite the way to support understood Nahab Amina, but it was Burganim. So everybody would be Matid, that's the animal, so Hadush. And the Hadush is that I'll let you go to the border, before you get to the Maskanat to support. There's no Mukseh if it can walk. If it can walk, it's been Mutah. What's the Gezerah that I might have thought to make? I might walk beyond the border. But I'm not going to say that you might walk beyond the border on Shabbat to get the animal. And therefore, since it's something I could have done technically Beheter, I can be Mahshik on it. That's one Derech. Another Derech is, if it's Murganim, so for sure, what's the She'ela? What's the She'ela? So he says, no, it's about an animal that cannot walk. Animal cannot walk, so the only way to get it is carrying it. Oh, so the Hadush of the Braita is that I can still go to the border on Shabbat and be mashik over there in order to carry the animal Motzei Shabbat, and I'm not going to make a gezerah. What's the gezerah that I might make? That I might walk across the border. Then Abba Shaul comes along and says, Klal Amar Abba Shaul. What's the Klal of Abba Shaul? That even Hatam the Kala, you could come along and tell the guy on Shabbat, go to the border, go to the store, pay $100. You don't find $100, pay $200. So it's coming to include even such a case. So that's the klal. Klal Amar Abba Shaul is coming to include even a case of Hatam the Kala. And a skimit.
So maybe this animal that can't walk, no.
No, that's going to everybody.
According to everybody.
It's going to everybody.
So, but you, even though you wouldn't be allowed to do it technically, you wouldn't be allowed to go and carry the animal in.
Correct. But I can be mashik to the border on Shabbat.
We don't know why, though. I mean, seemingly you should not be, according to the rule, you should not be allowed to.
Because you can't speak it. You can't say, I'm going to go carry the animal.
Right.
You cannot say that on Shabbat. Maybe because of Hifsed, they were mekim.
Yeah, maybe.
Is this a halakha? Is this important in halakha?
No, I'm just saying.
Bring that case over there for the behemah. Bring the Mishnah Brura. Bring a Shin Vav Alacha Aleph.
You're not going to watch your animal, huh?
Yeah, but he's doing it to carry it. He wants to bring the animal over the border. So on Shabbat, we let him go to the border. So Motzei Shabbat right away, Tosfos is able to carry it.
No,
what do you mean?
Because
it's only Sudra Banan.
No.
The carrying, yeah, but the carrying, no, not the carrying, it's Muxer.
Carrying,
I could get out of the carrying. If there was Mechatzot, I can carry on Shabbat. The issue is Muxer. Just like this Burganim, I can say this Mechatzot. That's not the problem. The problem is Muxer. It's what says clear is Muxer.
Maybe it's home is a banan.
Oh, no, Rabbi, no, because it's Machshis.
Okay. Aban machshik al atchum lehavi behemto. But you can be machshik al atchum, so Motzei Shabbat you can bring the animal. Shnabrura. De'av she omedet atam mechutz latchum v'yefshan aviyah b'Shabbat. Bekol makom lo meklizim machshik b'shvil davar ha'isur. Kivan shim ayu burganim. Yeah, these huts. סמוכים זה לזה בתוך שבעים אמה ודלת לפרעים היה מוטל להביאה אפילו היה נמשך באופן זה כמה מילים בסוף ובשביל לכל זה שייך להעיר לכם יש לו תקנה על ידי בורגנים לכם מותר להשיך rule we can any time there's a permissible way to do it even though it's not set up potentially there was a permissible way to set it up you can do it on Shabbat אפילו בלא בורגנים זה לא אסור החשכה אלא בשביל דבר שאי אפשר למסור תקנה לאיסור. If there's no תקנה for the איסור, you cannot be מחשיך. For example, cutting fruit, cutting material, beautiful. ויש אומרים שאם אין הבהמה יכולה ללך ברגליים, תוספות, כגון שהיא תלה קטן, it's a small sheep, אינו קורא, אינו רשאי להחשיך. You cannot be מחשיך, why? דאינו רשאי להביא. You cannot, I'm going to bring it. There's no way to be מתידס on Shabbat. דאסור לטלטל בעלי חיים שהם מוקסים. ויש אומרים, כל העם מודים בזה. אם לא מראה, יש אומרים, everyone will agree to this. If it's an animal that can't walk, go with the cloud. There's no way you'd be able to get this animal on Shabbat בהתר. Because you have to be over מוקסר. Beautiful. Look at the next Maran.
Going against
Tosafot.
No.
He brings it. And you
the home and say
you go to there, come in. No, but stama halakha. I'm allowed to walk to the home. Oh, I was there. Let's say
right.
Maybe I didn't go. I didn't go specifically.
Right.
Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Zayin. Yachol velo gazina dilma yatsa o yetsa ba'ala chutz latchom kedei lachnisa l'toch hatchom. Ve'im ela shomaat lo. Okay, there's other cases over there. Now, how did he get to the home in this case? He went to the Tchum in order to call him?
Yeah, why not? So we don't make Israel.
Because this is Burganim, I'll be able to get there.
Right.
So that is another question.
Right.
Maybe you can't get involved with an animal that's outside the Tchum because you might yourself walk outside the Tchum. No, no, Gazina. Beautiful. Can I go back to the Gemara?
Right.
So when the Gemara said, very good, in Mashikim al Tchum Nabi Behema, right, if a Behema, let's say, can't walk, so I cannot go to the Tchum on Shabbat, in order to bring okay. Something as a sur.
Right.
And Mashikim.
But if it could walk,
I could go to the tomb in order to call it so it walks back. I don't know, make it get to that. That it might, you might go outside the tomb.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay. Yes.
Those other cases. Yes?
You have to get very douche in the klal to include this case.
No. The klal is the next line. The klal is coming to include hatam, kala, and mit. No, that's everybody's saying. That's not a kama. No. Don't say that. It says clearly, klal amar ba shaul, Nezik klal amar. What's the klal coming to include? Go tell the guy. There's a klal. Go to the store. Go buy the thing. That's mutar. I meant the same thing. In the first case, everybody's agreeing that if it entails an isur, like carrying the animal across, there's no way to be mashik. If it doesn't entail an isur, then what's the problem? Go to the border. I am going to call the animal, and I might walk above the water. Well, that goes there. Perfect. Okay, Mishnah. Mashikim ala tchum lefakeh ala skei kala ala skei amet avilu arum v'tekrikim. That's Mishnah now. You can go to the border in order to deal with the askei kala for the bride and askei amet leavilu arum v'tekrikim, to bring him the aron and tekrikim, the coffin and the tekrikim is the shrouds. Nochri shevi halilin b'shabbat. Oh, he brought the flutes on Shabbat. They used to have at the funerals, they used to blow flutes over there. That was part of the service. So if he brought the flutes on Shabbat, lo yispod ba'em Yisrael. They said, asud ba'na, do not use them. Since the goy brought them on Shabbat, they forbade you to use them, because we don't want you to. We want to say Shabbat. We're talking. They don't want you to benefit from this melacha that the goy did. Ela imken ba'u makom karov. Unless they came within this room. Within the room, they'll be lenient. But if they came outside the room on Shabbat, they will say, asud aron. Let's say the goy made an aron. They made an aron for a goy. V'hafru lo. And or they dug, let's say, for another goy, a plot. Keber, yikaber bo Yisrael. No problem. The Jew could use it because they didn't make it for the Jew. They made the box for the goy. They made the hole in the ground for the goy. Now they want to use it for a Jew. Mutar. V'im b'shvi Yisrael. Yikaber bo olami. But if they did it for the Jew, that's it. That's a suit to use this item. Olami. Comes the Gemara and begins. My me makom karov. What does it mean me makom karov? What's considered makom? They came on Shabbat with these flutes. The makom karov. It's okay. What is makom karov? So get Rashi. Oh Gemara. Rav Amar makom karov mamash. Mamash makom karov. Within the tomb. Ushvel Amar. Haishinan shema chut lechoma lanu. That what? That if we see the goy brings the flute into the city on Shabbat, we're choshesh, or we're lenient, actually. We say, Shema chutz lechoma lanu, that maybe the flutes themselves were outside the choma, right next to the border, and they weren't brought on Shabbat outside the tchum. And why would it say, Elam kebao makom karov? It doesn't mean that we know for sure that it came from Makom Karov. We can be toler that it came from Makom Karov. The first opinion says no. Yep. You have to know it came from Makom Karov. You have to see Mamash, he was within the border on Shabbat. So we says no. When you see, unless you know otherwise, you could assume that it came from Makom Karov. Daika matnitin kebatev Shmuel. The Mishnah is meduyek, like the lenient opinion of Shmuel. Diktani asalo aron, v'hafar lo kever. If they dug it for a goy and they made the kibbutz for a goy, you kaber bo Yisrael. Alma misfeka shari. Right, it's only in the sefa case where you know they did it for a goy. You know they did it for but if you know they did it for a Jew, it's going to be asur. So the Gemara makes a deek over here. Alma misfeka shari, which means if you have a sefek, if it was made for a goy or not, it's going to be permissible. Because what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, "Asalo Aaron v'afalo kever yikaber bo Yisrael." Now you don't know. We're not sure in the Mishnah who they made it for. This means they made a hole in the ground. They built an Aaron. You can be tole that they did it for a goy. Since you can be tole they made it for a goy, so we'll allow a Jew to be buried in it. So Gemara says, "Achadami misifikashari." So to be also misifikashari. If you're not sure if the halil was brought outside the Chumash Shabbat or not, you can be tole like it. Just like in the sefa, you be tole like it. The sefa doesn't say you saw him making it for a goy. The goy dug it on Shabbat. You don't know who he dug it for. Maybe he dug it for a Jew. Maybe he dug it for Israel. You can be told that the goy dug it on Shabbat, the goy made the things, unless you know otherwise, you come in by Yisrael.
Actually,
but you're not sure. So you're not sure, so they're mutar. But you're right, if it's a Jewish something, you know. Bidiyuk. So just like Misafik we metir in the Sefa, Misafik we metir in the Resha, that if you don't know who they made the... if you don't know where the flute was before Shabbat, you can be making...
The problem with the flute,
Nothing, no problem. The question, you don't know if it came out of the tomb on Shabbat or not. You don't know if the goy brought it from a far place or not. If the goy brought it from a far place, it's assumed to use the flute on Shabbat. He went out of, he brought it from a place where you cannot go. He carried it out from outside the tomb. So the Gemara says, if you have a sefek, it's mutar. No, you're not going to use the flute for Sunday. Sunday funeral. But the Chachamim made a knas that if you know he brought it for you from outside the tomb on Shabbat where you couldn't get it, I don't want you to use the flute at the funeral.
No.
Ah, that's what I was thinking. The Chavrat should be okay. Break it.
Wait, it says only
to
wait a certain time.
Or wait the amount of time.
It says it's a Jew, not only that Jew, but another Jew.
Let's say he made it for Stam Jews.
Did he make it for specific Jews?
That guy would be a Sud, like the regular rules. Tanya Kimatid Rab. Okay, Rab, we have a bright up for Rab. Ir Shi Yisrael Venuchim Darimba. Okay, there was a city where Goyim and Jews live in the city. What do you have over there? A bathhouse. For Shabbat. And obviously, they heat up water on Shabbat. If the majority of the city is Nochrim, no problem. The Jew can go to the bathhouse miyad. Because why? They heated the water for the Goyim. Imrov Yisrael. So Mistama, they heated it for the Jew. So Yamtin Ad Kedesh Yaham Muhammad. Have to wait the amount of time to heat new water. Mehsta al Mehsta, 50-50. Ad Kedesh Yaham Muhammad. So you have to wait because you have a Safek. So what do you see over here? Safek have to be Mahmir. Just like Rav said. Rav said you have a Safek if it came out of the Tchum or not. You have to be Mahmir. Just like you see 50-50. Well, you don't know. Maybe they did it for Goyim. If they did it for Goyim, it's Mutar. Maybe they did it for Jews. Sometimes you have to wait. So then we have a brighter to support the opinion of Rav. The Biyuda Omer. Be'ambati Ketana. Let's say you have a small pool. Ambati Ketana. Im yesh barishut rochetz ba miyad. If let's say you have government permission, the Israel can wash in this bath miyad and motzei shvat, even in a city that's Rubai Israel. Oh, why? Umay reshut. What's the you have government permission? The Jew can wash in this bath even if it's Rubai Israel. Amar Yehuda, Amar Yisak ben Rav Yehuda. Im yesh ba adam hashuv. There's a governor that lives in the town. And the mistama that they heated up the bed for him. And therefore, she is to asara abadim. He's going to have 10 servants, this guy. Shemahalulu asara kumkumin bebayt arababati katana. And they, 10 slaves, and they heat up 10 small kumkumin, 10 small urns of water. Bebayt arababati, and they pour it into a small bed. Which means they're able to heat up the bed immediately. You got a lot of slaves. He's got a lot of kelim. They're able to. Normally, how do you do it? The guy has one urn. The guy heats it up, puts it in the bed. Goes, heats it up, puts it in the bed. This guy's got 10 slaves. This guy's got his own urn. They heat it up, boom, they fill up the bed in a second. Mutal erchotz ba miyad. Because we can say that what? That this water over here was not heated up on Shabbat. I can say it was heated up on Motzei Shabbat. If there's a governor in the town, Mistama, I could say that. Was it right after Shabbat you go and say, how was it hot? Oh, must be they did it on Shabbat. And if they did it on Shabbat, the pump was Rov Yisrael. He says, no. If there's this Hashuv guy living in the town, you could assume that what? His slaves did it Motzei Shabbat immediately. Because he has the manpower to do it, and therefore it's okay. They were not mahmir.
This is the thing.
Yeah. For sure, it's okay.
Yeah. Even if it did on Shabbat.
Oh, same.
Correct. Because after Shabbat, no argument. You're absolutely right. Because you're going down to Shabbat, and you see it's heated. He said, what do you mean? This must have been heated on Shabbat. No. You have a Hashuv guy, Yehudi. That's got slaves. You're 100% correct. And therefore you can rely on his
the truth
service. Certainly a goy.
No,
even a goy.
No, let's say,
If there's somebody who has 10 servants that could warm up the water after Shabbat, whoever it is, so it doesn't matter if he's Jewish or not.
Even if he's Jewish.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you have a...
As long as it's the guy, there that can get this done, you can be told that it was done by this guy.
Even if it's only one guy and he's Jewish.
Right. Look at what she says. Look at what she's saying now. Nochet ba, Yisrael miyad. Tiyesh loman, mishashikha, omu hamin oto nochri.
See?
Nochri.
Said nochri. Right, okay, no problem. Ishta harina, garcinan, tani kevede de shmuel. Okay, mighty siyatan, shmuel. Right, this is a raya for the lenient opinion. That you can be tole, lakel. Just like Shmuel was lenient at the flute, you can be tole that it came from close. Here you can be tole that it was made for this
guy,
and therefore you can use it, even though it's from Israel. Umayti siyatan shu Rabbi Yehuda de tele kula. The resha lo kashale. Oh, but what do you mean? The resha should be a question against Shmuel, because the resha said 50-50, you have to be mahmir. That shows you in safek you mahmir. But Shmuel said, "Masafik yibim mekir." So how come you don't bring a question from the Resha? Kivani mechsam mechsam, vaday b'shvi yisrael v'nuchim uhamu. Sharei lo le'adam echad le'bado uhamu. Dinei masafik, kadok yisrael v'nuchim. He said, when it's 50-50, they did it for both. They did it for Nuchim and they did it for Yisrael. And that's a problem. Which is the only times we permissible on Shabbat is when they did it for Guim alone. But 50-50 will be, they did it for both. You do it for half your client tell us this, and half your client tell us that. She likes that. Okay, fine. So therefore again, the 50-50 case, even Shmuel that's normally lenient, will be ma'amir on that case. But you see a proof to Shmuel in the second case, that if there's one guy that can make it happen quickly, and you come with this where you see the small bath is heated already, you can be tole was that guy, and I did it for him, and therefore it's permissible.
Why do you have to say, why does she have to say Meshecha Shecha? What do we care if they heat up the nochri before chashicha? Rashi's mashma that it was heated up mishachat shecha. If you're going to tell me it's a Jew, I understand. But if you're going to tell me it's a goy, what should it make a difference?
Oh, if the goy's doing it for himself on Shabbat, you can do it. You can do it. What do I care?
But you should wait.
If he's doing it for himself, the Chaurah.
It's
Rabbi Yisrael in the place, we said. It's Rabbi Yisrael in the place. The Hadush is, I could say that this was heated.
For that specific
boy. I guess it wouldn't be hot if it wasn't done right after Shabbat. Just a mitziut. Why is it still? Most of the time, you came, it's boiling hot.
Then why that?
That's why I heard. That's a good question. Why does it have to be davka nochri?
I think it's either. It doesn't matter. There's no nafkamina whether it's a nochri or a Jew.
So let's see what he says here.
The thing is, even if it's a Jew, but he says nochri davka. I mean, like, you know.
He says here that she ulfi ze miyad ha'amud b'mishnah. Right, it says duhetz b'miyad. לאו דווקא לאחר שעבר הזמן המועטר שתחימום המים על ידי הרבה עבדים וקנקנים. Okay, מיד means the amount of time that it would take to for these 10 guys to do it. You have to wait for that time. But he says over there, why do you have to say that? מדוע צריך לתות שוחמו עברו בשעה שכה? Oh, your question. ואלו אם הוא חמו עברו נוכרי, even שבת שמי במסבל. Okay, that's that question. Beautiful. It's not much question. What do you have to say, Hashikha? If it's goy, even on Shabbat, they should be able to be permissible to do it. But the Hashem should be erred, the Rebbe Yudah Bofen Achet. When I'm not being erred, told him, Vadav Shlo Nukhi, Ahashuv Chamimut Amayim Avuro, Afilu B'Shabbat. And I can say, No, Hashim Shabbat, Nim Chamimut Amayim Yisrael. The Rebbe Katav, Shabdei Hashivuto, Shabdei Tudun Lomad, Shamimut Amayim Avuro, Velo Avuro Yisrael Shabbat. Okay?
So he's done. That's the chidush. Even though it's Rov,
it can be even though it's Rov Israel.
Rov Israel.
There's one Hashuv guy. We told it's him. And according to the Rashi, it can even be the Not Shabbat.
Yeah.
And she said, "Not Shabbat."
Then it makes sense why
it's
Rov. Then it doesn't make sense.
Rashi, they're struggling with Rashi because Rashi says Nochri, and then he says Shashika. So they're struggling with it. Bidiyuk. Chaura, I should be able to even if he did it maybe on job.
Unless we say that the Hashuv is Jewish, I
don't. But she didn't say that. That's problem. Okay, good. We saw this prepping. Okay, asulo Aaron, b'chafru lo kever. So when they made him an Aaron and they made him a kever. for a goy, so the Jew can use it. Amai. Why is it mutar to bury? It sounds like Motzei Shabbat. They did it for the goy, so bury right away. Amai, hakanami yamtim b'kdeshi asu. Maybe you have a safek. So you don't know if he did it for a Jew, he did it for a goy. So misafek, you say no, but mutar. Maybe you should wait the amount of time just to,
like we did with the water.
Like we did with the water. Then we say, well, the water you have to wait the amount of time. You have a safek. Yeah. Safek, you have to wait. So Gemara says, Amar Oda be'omed be'estraya. It's in a public place where Jewish people don't usually get buried in that place. So for sure, main road. Jews don't marry in that place. So you know we did it for a goy. Tina, kever. Okay, that's good for a kever. No, Aron, ma'ikalima. What do you mean, Aron? And that's the kever is in a public place, but the Aron, it's still a safek. Maybe made it for a Jew, maybe made it for a Israel. So you should wait the amount of time it takes to make an Aron. We're talking about over here that the munach Aron, a kever shebaseh v'chimukas shasu avu nukhli. They made it in over there. They made that Aron also in that place. So they're making it in that place. Mistama, they made it for a goy as well. It's connected to the plot. Okay, next Mishnah. Osin kosurche met or bar menan. Met on Shabbat. You can do all the surche met on Shabbat. Sachin oto, sachin, you can put the oil on them. Umadichin oto, they put water on them, clean them. Whatever. You cannot move any limbs. Because he's mukseh. His eyelids and things like that. Or to carry him, it's a problem. Shumtin etakar mitachtav. You're allowed to pull the pillow from under his head. Mitachtav umetelim oto alachol. And you can place him alachol. What's the hol? The sand. Why? Why would we want to put him on the sand? Bishvil shiyamtin. Because we don't want him to decay. Kavod amet. If you leave him on a bed, it's hot. And the body decays. So exactly. So they put him on the ground, which is better. Koshlim. Now let's see what's going on. So what exactly is going to see? But the chim b'mayim. Lo yegvir lo it yado raglo riseinav. Not his head, not his leg, not his eyebrows. But what are they doing? They pull the pillow from underneath him. It's holding him. And it'll fall? Correct. No, I understand that. Umetilin oto. Alachol, then he'll fall on the ground by himself. Because you just said you can't lift him up.
Right.
So it must be you're taking the pulling, right. You're pulling, right. You're pulling from underneath him, and then he just
he falls
on the karka. That's what you have to say. There's another way to do it. Are there kikar? But this way, over you're pulling, and he just point is he's low. He's not on a bed 8 feet high. He's on a low thing there. So you just
he's on a mat.
Yeah, you pull the mat underneath him and indirect. Okay. Very Koshrin italehi. If his mouth starts to open, you're allowed to tie his mouth shut. Lo shi'ale ela shlo yusif. Not that you should close it, mamash, but so it doesn't open more. So you can just stop it. Rashi, koshim et alechi, right column, there's two columns in Rashi over here. Shilmet, shayya piv olech v'neftah, the mouth is just getting wider and wider opening. Koshim et alechi, kada shu yiftah piv yoter. Okay, lo shi'ale, let's again, mamash neftah, then you're moving the evet. You can't move a body part of the mat. So then you can just hold it, it shouldn't go more. What happened? A guy has a beam in his house on the roof that broke. What's happening?
It's going to fall.
Oh, dangerous. You can take a bench and hold it so it doesn't fall down the beam. Or you take the bedpost and you hang it, you pull it against it to hold it. Not that you can put it back in its place, but just so it doesn't fall more. Are we clear? Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Maase story. Bet Tamidu Shel Rabbi Meir Shenichnas Acharav LeBet Merchas. What happened? The student of Rabbi Meir, he went with Rabbi Meir into the bathhouse on Shabbat. Bikesh Ladiyah Karka. So he wanted to. Rabbi's going. He wanted to clean the karka. So it's cleaned when the rabbi walks in. Amar no, in madichin. He told him, no, we don't clean the. You can't sweep the floor in Shabbat. Nasuch karka. He wanted to put the oil on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash. Amar no, in sachin. No, you can put it on the ground also. It was a shoot of all these things over here. What's the reason over there? Okay, it was mukseh. The karka is mukseh. He can't touch the ground on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, what's the question, Nashi? Ba'amar lo en sachin. Alma, tavara asur letaltel, asur lasuch. Ground is mukseh. So whatever is mukseh, you cannot put oil on. So once you tell me the body is mukseh, how could you put oil on him? That's the Gemara's question. What part? You told me in the Mishnah, can I touch the body? Or move the body? No. Can I put oil on the body? Yes. Good. That means a mukseh item, I can put oil. And we have a story. The rabbi went into the mikveh, his student wanted to put oil on the floor and water on the floor. The karka, don't do it. We're assuming why? Because the karka is mukseh. And whatever is mukseh, we don't let you put oil on. That goes against our Mishnah. My answers.
A rough question.
Karka be karka mechlaf. Met be karka lo mechlaf. Karka to karka, you'll make a mistake. But a met to karka, you won't make a mistake. What are we talking, Nashi? Karka become a kilomar. How lav mishum tiltulu. The reason why we said it's forbidden, Rabbi Meir said it's forbidden, not because the karka is mukseh. Right, the karka is mukseh. It's the ground. You're not moving it. Ela mishum ashvuye gumot. Always, whenever I told you, whenever you see karka, it's ashvuye gumot. So you're worried that when you're going to put the water or the thing, you're going to see a hole and you're going to smoothen the hole. What do you mean fill in the hole? It's a stone floor in a bathhouse. What's with the hole? Because yeah. You're right, if we let you do it on the stone floor, you might come to do it in the non-stone floor. However, when it comes to a mat, there's no problem with shvuye gumot. What am I going to say? You can't put oil on the mat because you might come to put it on the floor and you might come to smoothen the holes. Mat bekarka, no mechlaf. Beautiful. Gemara says, "Kol le'atu yemai." We said in the Mishnah, you can do all the tzorchei hamet. Whatever you need for the tzorchei hamet is permissible. So the Gemara says, "Kol le'atu yemai." What is it coming to include? Le'atu yehad etaru rabbanan mevi'im klem mekar. Cold vessels like glass, which is cold. Uchlim matechot metal u'manichim al kere. So you can put on the stomach of the met. Why? Kedei shelo tafuach, so it doesn't swell. You're allowed to stuff up his orifices, his mouth, his nose, pitabat, otherwise the air is going to go in. If the air goes into his holes, what's going to happen? It's going to expand. So they can clog up the holes on Shabbat. And Shlomo Amar Bechokmato. And Shlomo HaMelech talked about this. He talked about this concept that at the end, if the person dies, God forbid, his body starts to bloat from the air. So he's reminding you, you have to remember God when you're young, before you get old. So it says, "Ad asher lo yidatek hebel hakesef." You have to think about your end before the silver string gets cut. What is the story? What's the silver string? Zechut ha-shidra. And that's the spine. The spine is like the string of the body that holds his body intact. It's white, like silver. The spine is white, like silver. So you have to remember God before they snap the silver string, which is the shidra. V'tarus kulat ha-zahav. And before the gold helmet gets broken. Ze amma. That's referring to his zevir. Gulat. That's gulat is more. Gulat is not a helmet. Gulat is a spring. A spring. The answer is a spring. That's where the zera comes from. That's where he urinates from. Yeah. So they were calling it the golden spring before it gets broken. Why do they call it golden? Meaning before he dies. Before it doesn't work anymore. Before it doesn't work anymore.
Zahav compared to zahav.
Zahav. Nice. Zahav is a flow. Zahav. Nice. V'tishaber kad ala mabua. What is that? Zeh HaKeres. The Keres is the stomach is wide. It's like a barrel. V'narotz galgal elabor. What's galgal? Zeh Perish. That's the like glal. Glal is excrement that comes out of the body, which is what happens after a person dies. His stomach gets wide, and all the stuff just comes out by itself. But as it comes even out of his mouth. וכן הוא אומר, וזריתי פרש על פניכם, פרש חגיכם, which means the perish of the man, but man comes even on his face, because it comes out of all the parts of the body, drools, and he starts to expel it. But man, so Shlomo Melech is being very explicit. Before that happens, like it says in the pasuk, perish al penechem. When is perish ever go on a person's face? But man, it's at the time of death. Amar Rav Huna, the Amnila Amar Rav Haga, Elu bene Adam, shemanichim devre Torah, ve'osim kol yemehem kehagim. It says, perish hagechem. What does that mean over there? That they're poresh from the Torah, and every day is a holiday. Perish hagechem. Instead of learning Torah and being serious, what do? They leave the Torah, and every day is a holiday. Exactly, eating, drinking, enjoying themselves. So the Torah warns you, perish hagechem. They're going to get punished, these people that make other days holidays. אמר רבי לוי, אמר רבי פפה, אמר רבי יהושע, לאחר שלושה ימים כנסות לבקחת. After 3 days, what happens to the body? The stomach starts to explode. And the צועה, what happens? נופלת לו על פניו, ואומרת לו, תול מה שנתת לי. The stomach tells the mouth, take back all the stuff you put in me. All the excess. Goes back and it expels it back to the mouth. Okay, one more Mishnah. We don't have to do Kavi Yashar. Can't be stronger than this. Right.
That's that awesome.
It's an amazing thing. I was last night under tremendous pressure because I have to say a dirash tonight. They invited me to say a Devre Chizuk for the Misaskim organization, where they have hundreds of volunteers. So tonight's the night where they mazek them, all the work that they're doing. They don't get paid, these guys, delivering chairs and this and that and that. So I'm not going to have a whole today's dapas all on this this inyan we have met and coming up and further. So I have I have a speech now. I can ma'ayin in these subjects over here. You'll see now, all this is talking about Kavod HaMet now. It's unbelievable. It's perfect. En ma'atzimim et HaMet b'Shabbat. Very important halakha. Bar Minan, you cannot close the eyes of the Met on Shabbat. Mukseh. You're scary. His eyes are open. You just want to... Can't do it. Ve'lo b'chol. Even during the week. Im yitziat nefesh. At the time of his death, you can't touch him. Because any movement that you can do to the body, you're speeding his death. So when the neshama is leaving, you can't. Somebody that closes the eyes at the time of yitziat nefesh, that's a shofech damim. Even if you brought his death 1 second closer, then not. So therefore, at that time over there, just leave the body and let Hashem do it. No help. Mashal lener shekaba beolechem. Exactly. Take a candle that's going out. All you got to do is touch it a little, it goes out. Adam mani asbo aleha miyad kafta. He just puts his finger, boom, it goes out. So therefore, a person has to be careful. Tanya Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer harotzish yitatzimu einav shel met. If he wants to close the eyes of the met on Shabbat, he knows he cannot do it directly. So what should he do? Nofeyach lo yayin bechotamo. Why? Venoten shemen ben litzei einav ve'ochez b'shte gudle raglav ve'em mitatzemim me'aleim. This guy really must want to do this. So what is he doing? He blows wine up his nostrils. Venoten shemen ben litzei einav. Put oil in between the eyebrows of the mit. Ve'ochez b'shte gudle raglav. Hold his big toes. Pull. I'll go down. What is it? That's the handle. Yeah. It's flexology. You have the wine in the nose and all that other stuff. But that's just cover them. There you go. That's too easy. It's too easy, Jeff. Tanya, Rabban Shogun Lomed, Tinok Ben Yomo. Hi, amazing Musar. Tinok Ben Yomo, hi, baby. 1 day old, that's living. Mehalim alav et Shabbat. He's going to be mehal the Shabbat. He's alive. He's like a regular, like everybody else. But then he needs the refuah. He did. David Melech Yisrael met in mehalim alav et Shabbat. But David Melech Yisrael passes away, can't touch him. Saying a 1 day old baby is more valuable, more hashuv on Shabbat at least, than a met, even David Melech Yisrael. Chinuk ben Yomo Chai Mahalim Alev Shabbat Amra Torah. What's the logic? Halel Alev Shabbat Echad Kedesh Yishmur Shabbatot Terbeh. That's the rationale why he can be Mahalel Shabbat. Mahalel one Shabbat so the kid will be able to be Shomer many Shabbatot. David Melech Hashem met in Mahalim Alev Shabbat Kevan Shemet Adam Batim Mela Mitzvot. There's no more Mitzvot. Ve'ayinu Damar B'yohanam B'metim Chofshi Kevan Shemet Adam Na'asa Chofshi Mela Mitzvot. Once a person passes away, he becomes free from the mitzvot. So therefore, what do you mean halal Shabbat for? He cannot, if there's a chilul that can lead him to do more mitzvot, we understand, but otherwise not.
It's not like that, but they want to be free.
Right. Ah, Netanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Tinok ben Yomo, Hai, En Sadiq Leshomro, Mena Chulda, Umena Akbarim. A live child, even 1 day old, the mice know a way to keep away from him. The mice are scared of him. The weasels are scared. You have to protect them. Aval Og Melech Bashan met Sirik Meshurim Nachodam and Achbari. The animals know when that person is dead. They were, even a baby sleeping, they know he's alive. There's life there. But Og Melech Bashan, a giant, dead. The mice right away know, and you have to be shomer from the Shneimar Umurachem V'Hatechem Yehiye. Amazing thing, because the Torah said. Torah said the animals will fear you. כל זמן שאתה חי, שאדם חי, אמתו מוטלת על הבריות. That's the way God set the creation. כיוון שמת, בטלה אמתו. Once he dies, the fear is gone as well. אמר הפפה, נקטינן, אריה הבטרה לא נפיל. A lion will not run after two people that are together to kill them. Because it says, ומוראיכם וחייתיכם, יעל כל חייתם. מוראיכם, זה לשון רבים. Once it's two people, the lion is scared. Okay? One person, no.
Can we trust this?
Come on, try it. Let us know. Let us know. Yeah. I'm not going with you, man. Yeah, okay. Gemara says, kahazin and the nafil. I guess you can't trust it. We see that the lions chase even two people. הוא כתרמי ברעבד אמר ברעמה אין חיה שולד באדם עד שנדמה לו כבהמה. If the guy acts like a behemah, then he gets treated like a behemah. If he goes after his physical lusts and all that stuff, so the animal says, what do you mean? It's one of us. שנאמר אדם ביקר בל ילין נמשל כבהמות נדמו. That who's the חיה? Which animal is מושל on the person? Must be נדמה כבהמה. So let's read the lashon over there. What's the pasuk? אדם ביקר בל ילין נמשל כבהמות נדמו. What's the language of the pasuk? Let's see here.
But as for man, in glory he shall not repose. He is ruled when he appears like animal.
He says, "Shelamdu zo bekef lashon nimshal v'nidmu." Shechavra shtenim lashon mashal. Ufichem reshet ateva nimshal kimon nimshala. Ah, nimshal. The animal is moshel on the person. Why is the animal moshel on the person? Kabeimot nidmu. Because he must look like a behemah himself. And if the animal has a right on him. Amar v'halina asur lishon debayit yehidi. It's forbidden to sleep in a house alone. V'chol ha-yashim bebayit yehidi o hasato lamed yud taf. Wow. Anybody sleeps in a house alone? Sakana.
They
leave the light on. Yeah, leave the light on. We'll leave the light on for you. Even what? Alone in the house, yeah.
Alone in a room.
Alone in a room.
In the dark.
You should leave a light on. At the hotel. A night light. Light in the bathroom. Light, somewhere in the room. You shouldn't sleep totally in the dark. That's where the shadim can come. The person's alone in the dark. Shadim are able to... Let's say you open the window. If there's a light from the window, it comes in. The moonlight even is okay. So there has to be some sort of light source coming in over there. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ben Aseh Ad she'atam motze U'matsui lecha v'odecha b'yadecha. Wow, what a nice poem over here. Aseh min du sedaka. Aseh du sedaka Ad she'atam motze. So long as you're still alive where you can find aniyim. U'matsui lecha. And as long as you have money in your pocket, v'odecha b'yadecha. And when you're still alive. So again, Aseh Achatam Mose, so long as you can still find Aniim, Umatsulika, you still have money, Vodaka Beyadeka. He's alive. Rav Shlomo Amar Behokmato, Uskorit Borecha, Bime Behodotecha. Remember your Creator in your youth. Ad Asher Lo Yavou, Yemeh Ara'ah. Because very quickly the days of bed are going to come. What's the days of bed? Elu Yemeh Zikna. That's old age. And they're not going to be able to do things anymore. They give shanim, and then the years are going to come. Asher tomar en li bem hefetz. I don't have a desire to live anymore. Elu yemem Mashiach. But the Gemara says it's referring to the future of Mashiach. Shem bem lo zechut v'lo chova. There's no mitzvot, no averot. En hefetz. There's no will anymore. So therefore, make sure you do it now before you get to the old age or you get to the days where there's not even an option. Uflika de Shmuel. Everybody's going to be rich if she can't do tzedakah. Very good. Very good. That mitzvah of tzedakah that he was referring to cannot be done to be in Mashiach because everybody's going to be wealthy. We're going to have. Ufliga de Shmuel. Oh, so this rabbi says, when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to be rich. Shmuel has a different way of looking at the Mashiach time. The Amar Shmuel, Ein ben olam hazeh limot haMashiach. There's not going to be really too much different between the way we live now to the days of Mashiach. Ela she'orbud malchuyot bilvad. The only difference is the goyim are going to be under our memshala, under our dominion. Exactly. The Mashiach is going to rule over the goyim, but there's still going to be aniyim in the world. They'll never cease to be aniyim, even in times of the Mashiach. So what's going to change? There's going to be a total control of the Mashiach over the goyim. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, the Olam Yivakesh Adam Rachamim Al Midazu. A person has to pray that he should never come to aniyut, never be poor. You have to pray for that. She'im hu lo ba ben menan. If he doesn't become poor, ba beno. Maybe poverty will strike his children. Which means poverty is something that hits everybody. But sometime. So the Gemara says, how do we know? Poverty is like a wheel. The wheel of fortune. It just comes around. So if it doesn't hit the person, but it can hit his child. If it doesn't hit his child, it can hit his grandchild. So we have to pray that the wheel of fortune, of misfortune, doesn't turn on the person himself or his descendants. This is ki biglal hadabar hazeh. Biglal is talking about tzedakah. Biglal hadabar hazeh, God will bless you. So it's biglal is galgal. That the poverty is like a galgal. Amar of Yosef naktinan. Haytsubam rabbanan. This Tamid Hakam lo me'aneh. Tamid Hakam will not become a poor person. What do you mean? Ve'aka ha'azin ha'de me'aneh. She Tamid Hakam will be very poor. Im ita de me'aneh adureh apetha lo me'edar. Which means even if he does become a poor person, he's not going to have to go collect on the collect by the doors. Which means there's certain poverty that's so bad that the guy has to knock on doors to ask for money. And even if you see Tamir Hakam poor, he won't get to that level where he has to knock on doors to ask for his.
Because people respect him, so they're going
to have lower respect for him. And he won't get to that low level where he has to knock on the door to ask for panaza. Rabbi Chaya told his wife, "Ki ata anya, when the ani comes to the house, agdimu le rifta, give him bread. Ki echid lekdemu lebnayich. Wow! So they'll give your children when they become poor, they'll also get bread. Amra le melat kalaytaleu. Are you cursing me? המלאק רק הקדם, הם מאמינים הפסוק, כי בגלל הדבר הזה, ותרד ברבי ישמעאל גלגלו שעוזר בעולם. What should I tell you? I'm a realist. Reality is it's a cycle. So therefore, let's give aniyim, so God forbid if it happens to us, they'll give our children.
תענה רבן גמל ברבי אומר, ונתן לך רחמים וריחמך והרבך.
God will give you רחמים. Listen to the pasuk. God will give you rachamim. He will have mercy on you, and he will increase you. So when I says, what does it mean? Benatan lecha rachamim. He will give you rachamim, and then he will have mercy on you.
Kol ha-merachem al ha-beriyot, merachamim alav ben ha-shamayim. Vechol she'enu merachem al ha-beriyot, em merachamim alav ben ha-shamayim.
Which means, it's an amazing thing. Benatan lecha rachamim. God's going to give you a measure of mercy first. You're going to take that measure of mercy and have mercy on others. Once you use that mercy that God gave you, the Jewish people are rahmanim. So then, I have a mercy in me now. Instead of wasting it, use it on people. Ah, now use it on people, then you have now God will have more mercy on you. So, on the rahmanim that you got originally, so it's a midah can get midah.
There's a beautiful note, Rabbi.
Read it. From Rav Chaim Shmulevitz.
One is ordained to strike every one of three generations.
Oh, pardon.
However, one may defeat this fate through prayer or charity.
Very good. You could stop the Gezerah poverty. Prayer or charity. Okay, so give it the Sigulah. Baruch Hashem, before we sell the thing. Remember that note there for the holidays when we sell our items. One more voice. Exactly. The Gemara says, this is Shlomo HaMelech talking over here. Remember God when you're young, before all the days of trouble come. This is Ad Ashtelot Tehshak Hashemesh Va'od. Before the sun becomes dark and the light becomes dark. What does that mean? The sun Zupadahat. That's the person's fire, because the first fire usually is light. The person dies, God forbid, and it goes dark. Ve'ahotim. The nose shines up the face of the person. When a person gets older, it gets wrinkled, his face becomes darkened. Bayareyah, what's the moon? Zun neshama. Vakuchavim. Elu alesatot. The stars, that's the cheeks that shine up the face like the stars. Veshavu avim aharageshen. And then the clouds are going to come back after the rain. Zun meor enam shel adam sheolech. That's the eyesight of a person as he gets older. The clouds come and just cover the eyes. Ahara bechi, if the person cries, which means he cries and cries and cries. The tears are like the rain. And what happens after the rain? The clouds come and cover his eyes. But now from all the tears of all the troubles that he has, he cannot see anymore. Okay, we'll stop over here.